All right, Chevra, welcome back. Welcome back to the Oyuma Chesed. We're on Kuf Pei Chet on the bottom. And now we embark on a very, very important topic. Lachos al haruchni shel acherim. We have to be concerned, mindful of the spirituality of our friends. You heard correctly. Ve'im srichim an ledog al gashmi shel chavarenu. If we need to be concerned about the gashmis of our friend, his physical needs, taking care of him, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so? Shanu srichim ledog al haruchni shelhem. Do we need to be worried about the ruchnis of our friends? That should be our paramount concern, our primary concern, to make sure that our friends are standing straight, standing yashar in the path of Hashem. V'shamati, and I heard, Shemisheinu doeg al ruchnis shel chavero, if somebody's not worried about the ruchnis of his friend, zeu siman she'einu oved Hashem amiti. This is a very sign, this is a telling sign, that he doesn't really serve Hashem properly. You don't serve Hashem properly if you're not worried about your friend's ruchnis. Why? Shahalo, behold, im hu oved Hashem amiti, because if he really serves Hashem properly, eich lo yiratze shekol Yisrael gam yavdu et Hashem. How could he not desire that everybody serve Hashem as well? If your whole life is a Kodesh Baruch Hu and you love Hashem, you should want others to follow suit as well. And that's the midah of Avas Hashem. You just want to spread it. Want others to catch fire as well. Because it means so much to you. Because it's so important to you. Because it's so real to you. U'pashut. Shigam hu chaser b'midas ha-chesed. It's pashut. He's also lacking in the midas ha-chesed. Shim hu chas ha-chavero. Ein l'cha. Ein sha'im hu chas ha-chavero. Eich lo chas al-holam abash ha-chavero. It's very pashut. He's lacking the midas ha-chesed. That if he's worried about his friend, then how could he not worry about the olam haba of his friend? Wow. Strong words. And if we really care about our friends, which we've been talking about at great length, v'hat l'recha kamocha, we have to be worried about our friend's olam haba. We have to worry about our friend's next world, his eternal light, spiritual standing. Katuv, it's written in the Mishlei. As Usher will sing to his Eishes Chayil next year, I'm kidding, too soon. Too soon. V'amr Chazal, Torah lamda zoi Torah shel chesed. A Torah that we teach, that's a Torah shel chesed. Shalolu lamda, if we don't teach the Torah, zoi Torah she'enu shel chesed. That's a Torah that's not through chesed. Of course, a person is able to learn for a few years before he teaches others. That Torah that he's learning during those formative build-up years is still Torah's Chesed. Because he's learning on the condition that he's going to teach others in the end. So that's not selfish if you're not spreading the love yet. We have to first, of course, build ourselves up. As you guys are in high school now and yeshiva, these are formative years to build up. But the goal, the intention be that you're going to spread it one day to your children, to your neighbors, to Klal Yisrael, to your colleagues, to anybody in sight. Ki rak yachol l'lami l'achirim, kifi madregeso she'si b'torah. He's only able to teach others according to the level that he reached in Torah. Shamati, I heard Shagodol l'chad amar. He once heard that a Godol said, Shemivi simcha gadol l'chatam akala. He brought a great simcha to a chatan and kala. Asher, kasher mishtatef b'simchasam. When he participated in their simcha, afim hubal zman muat. Even though he only came to the wedding for a short time, why? Mishum shebecharuso, when he was a bacher, yashav lamad v'lo halach l'chasenos, because he never even went to chasenos, this is gadol. And that's how he became a gadol. So when he got older, and he went to somebody's wedding, they were very, very appreciative, because they knew that in his prior formative years, he never even went to weddings. True, that's a very high level. But the point is, the learning we do now, if we're not ready to spread yet, don't worry. Let's build up, take high school seriously. Take those long Sundays seriously, when we have hours and hours, Motzei Shabbos, Friday afternoons, nights. We have so much time to learn, but think about long-term goals. This is going to be Torah, you're going to be spreading with your children and every yid in sight. The Ketav, the Bar Tanur writes, Shechaver Tov, what does it mean to be a good friend? Haynemi shemochicho kisharo oto sedavar she'enu hagon. A good friend is somebody who rebukes his friend when he sees that his friend's not acting properly, because he cares. He doesn't stand idly by. He's proactive. He takes steps because he really, really cares, because he really, really is, in fact, concerned. Venira. Shehu shemishum sharuchnis ha'ikar. Because ruchnis is the foundation. Vizeu ha'chesed ha'gadol biyoter sheyechol la'asol l'chavero. And this is the greatest chesed you could do for a friend. L'sayei l'ruchnis shelo. To help him in his ruchnis. That's the greatest way to help somebody. Help him in his spirituality, in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu Shebashamayim. You're giving him gold. You're giving him eternal gold. You're giving him diamonds that he could cash in for eternity. So when you help people in ruchnis, that's the greatest help you could give someone. The Yesh L'Hosi, if we could even add, Shematzoi Shechavrim Shalanu Einim Rotzim L'Shemo Musar. That it could be that our friends, they don't want to hear the Musar. V'lachein kasher lanu l'chichom. And it might be difficult to rebuke them. V'chaver tov, but a good friend. Rotze v'tov v'chavero. He wants what's best for his friend. Atim chaver lo yakir lo tov al zeh. Even though his friend doesn't recognize this. So obviously we have to do it in the nicest way, the sweetest way, the loving way, the encouraging way. But sometimes we have to have difficult conversations with people and tell them, brother, I love you, but I don't think it's a good idea to be rolling with that crew. I don't think it's a good idea to get in being involved in those activities. I know this isn't good for you. I'm thinking about your best interests. We do it, of course, as the Rambam explains, through love. But because I care about you, because I love you, because I'm thinking about you, I can't let you keep going down this path. I can't keep letting you roll with this crew and getting involved in these activities that are not befitting of you, of a Ben Melech. And it's something we really have to think about. Sometimes we try to just shy away and we say, ah, live and let live, it's all good. But that's not the Jewish approach. We don't stand by. If we see a friend struggling in Ruchnis, we need to help. Maybe we need a help from assistance from a Rebbe or a parent or a mentor how to do it, sure. But we can't just stand by. We have to help. And don't wait till it's too late. If we see somebody stumbling, somebody slipping up, it's not the time to say, ah, give him time, he'll get out of it. You know what? Sometimes it spirals out of control and it snowballs, and then it's too late. Too little, too late. If we see something, say something. With love, with sensitivity, with smartness, with calculation, but to make sure that we are watching our friends. Hashom Rachi Anochi, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we're our brother's keeper. Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael. We all have to look out for each other, responsible for each other. So Chevra, I hope you're listening deeply and intently. If we see a friend struggling in Ruchnius, it's not the time to shy away. Gotta try to help. Got to try to be there. And if we can't help them, ask a Rebbe to help them. Or ask a parent to help them. Or ask a Madrik, an advisor, a teacher. Get involved. Get in there. To shy away and say, it's not my problem, is not the way of a Yid. It's not the way of a Yid. We need to be there for them. Love them. Support them. Encourage and prod them in any way, shape, or form. We always have to remember that we always need to do what's good for our friends. Even if it's hard for us, lasoto, to do it, it's hard for them to receive. It might be a difficult conversation. It might be hard. It might be hard for them to hear it. But if we're really thinking about our friends, we do what's best for them, even if it's hard. Because that's what true friendship is. Let's say we see somebody put on a hat the wrong way, or he's wearing something the wrong way. Of course we're going to tell a friend, we don't want him to get embarrassed. We see somebody put the shirt on backwards, or their zipper's not zipped up, you know what I'm saying? If that's happening, we can't just stand there and just let him, chas v'shalom, suffer embarrassment. We need to save them, we need to say something. And even though it would be difficult to tell our friend that his shirt's on backwards or he's not wearing the right thing, it's hard for us to tell him that. It's hard for him to hear that, but we would do it because it would save him from the busha. So the same thing in Ruchnius. If we could help our friend, it might be hard to say. It might be hard for him to hear it, but we're saving him. We're trying to help them to cultivate a relationship with Hashem, which is the greatest gift you could give someone. Just like we need to look out for the physical needs of our friends, We have to look out for their spiritual needs. We always have to think what we could do to strengthen our friends. What could we do? How could we do it? We've got to be creative. If we think, Hashem will help us. If we really care, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us. But it takes effort. We can't even estimate how many ways we are able to help others. Maybe we could learn with him for a little bit. We see they're not so into the Torah. Maybe we could learn with them, said b'chavrusa, olim solam chavrusa, or find them a chavrusa, or rak l'chazka medvarim, or maybe just strengthen them with words. Maybe just befriend them. Maybe just take them out for pizza. Maybe just invite them over for Shabbos. Maybe just chill hard. Whatever it takes. Rak shanos yuchim litzbonem b'zeh. We have to think about this. V'lit ragel l'achshov alachim. We have to habituate ourselves. We have to work on ourselves to always be thinking about others and to not just think, oh, you know, do I have my chavrusas? Do I have my shir, my night seder, my zone, my chevra? I'm all set. I'm good. That's one level. But if I'm only for myself, what am I? If I only think about myself, what am I? As we've discussed before, we have to be thinking about our friends' ruchnis. We have to be thinking about how could I try to help them reach their potential, their level. I'm not going to let them just drown. I'm not going to let them just be by themselves. I need to step up. I need to be there for them, love them, guide and care for them in any way, shape, and form. Yashikoyach Gadol.